trying to learn why. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. When a gunman barged into a Texas elementary school Tuesday and murdered 21 people.
Police have identified him as an 18-year-old local named Salvatore Ramos. We are told that he had a domestic incident beforehand and apparently shot his grandmother. We're told she is in critical condition tonight. He then drove a vehicle over here to the school, abandoned it, went inside the school, and started shooting at children and teachers indiscriminately.
Fox's Bill Malusian, 19 children between the ages of 7 and 10 were killed and two of their teachers.
The suspect was wearing some type of body armor during that shootout with law enforcement. But several officers were shot, and at that time we did have a tactical law enforcement team arrive on scene who were actually able to make entry. The suspect was then shot and is now deceased.
Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. President Biden calling for both prayers and action to limit access to firearms.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name? We do what we all know in our gut needs to be done.
He's also ordered the nation's flags lowered to half staff in honor of the fallen. In Tuesday's primary elections, President Trump's opposition to Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger ineffective, as both men won their primary elections Tuesday. But Mr. Trump's endorsed Senate candidate Herschel Walker cruised to an easy victory in the Georgia GOP Senate primary. He'll try and unseat incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock in November. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey has been nominated for a second term. Still too close to call, the Democrat congressional primary in the 28th congressional district in Texas, where incumbent Henry Cuellar is fighting to hang on to his job. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Centers for Disease Control still tracking possible cases of monkeypox in the U.S.
At this point, all infected are men who are either gay or bisexual, and all of them had recently traveled overseas, mostly to two big raves in Europe. The symptoms are not pleasant. Lesions and bumps on your body. It is highly contagious, but only between people having very close contact, like sex or sharing a bed. But now 7, possibly 8 people are suspected of having it in the U.S. This current outbreak started in Europe and Asia, affecting people in now 12 countries. The World Health Organization says it's currently monitoring about 130 patients worldwide and another 100 suspected cases. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
A man's been arrested in the apparently unprovoked fatal shooting aboard a New York City subway train on Sunday morning. Andrew Abdullah taken into custody hours after police released his name and photo and implored the public to help find him. 25-year-old expected to face a murder charge in the death Sunday of 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez. There's a settlement reported with some of the people who owned condominiums in a collapsed Florida high-rise.
This court settlement is with around 50 property owners who did not suffer a loss of life, at least $96 million. The judge in the case agreeing it's more appropriate than the initial amount set at $83 million. This is separate from a settlement with families of the 98 people killed when the Champlain Towers South building came down last June. They will share more than $1 billion, with exact details to be worked out by Friday, followed by a hearing for any objections. A developer from Dubai is set to purchase the 1.8-acre site for $120 million. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasting a record-breaking seventh straight unusually busy Atlantic hurricane season, with 14 to 21 named storms predicted, 6 to 10 becoming hurricanes, and 3 to 6 of those becoming major hurricanes with winds in excess of 110 miles an hour. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.